here's a story from The World.
Brazil is struggling to contain the coronavirus with nearly 1.5 million people infected. The Amazon region has been hit especially hard with healthcare systems pushed to their limits. But now there's another threat on the horizon. Northern Brazil is beginning its dry season, so people in that part of the country are bracing for a repeat of last year's devastating fires in the Amazon. Already, the number of wildfires set a 13-year high for the month of June. Indigenous communities are especially concerned. Michael Fox has more from Brazil.
Flames engulf the recently deforested Amazon jungle. Trees, leaves, and vegetation go up in smoke. Smoke that would turn the skies of Sao Paulo dark, more than 1,000 miles away. This was August last year, in the Amazonian state of Rondônia. Fires were raging across Brazil, more fires than the country had seen in years.
Amazônia fica!
They were accompanied by widespread protests. Demonstrators demanded government action to stop the blazes. After weeks of international pressure, President Jair Bolsonaro reluctantly agreed to send in thousands of firefighting troops. But now, as the dry season begins in the Amazon, the fires are starting again. Scientists believe they could be even worse than last year. That's because fires in the Amazon are not natural. They're man-made, in order to clear pastures or recently deforested land. With government monitoring and fines for deforestation at a record low, Brazil has seen a huge jump in the destruction of the Amazon over the last year. It's nearly doubled. An area larger than the size of Delaware, gone in 9 months. Half of the deforestation this year has been on protected land, including indigenous territories. Anne Alencar is the director of science at the Amazon Environmental Research Institute.
If we have more deforestation, we can expect to have more fires. From August last year to this year, we are already in one of the years that we had more deforestation since 2008.
Beyond the obvious environmental impact, Harvard Public Health Professor Marcia Castro is concerned about the toll these fires may take on people's health, particularly indigenous communities already battling coronavirus.
We may end up with a scenario that there are all those people suffering from respiratory diseases. The respiratory diseases increase the vulnerability to COVID. We have the season of malaria coming, and some people may need hospitalization. So different layers of ways the health system can collapse in the middle of a pandemic.
The thing is, many of the hospitals in the Amazon are already at capacity. COVID-19 has hit the region hard. Altamira is a prime example. It's located along the Trans-Amazon Highway in the state of Pará. It's the only city with an ICU for hundreds of miles. Yet it has only 18 beds, and it serves a population of more than 400,000. I spoke with Dr. Renan Rocha Granato during his shift in the COVID-19 intensive care unit at the regional hospital. He says, our reality is that we don't have any open ICU beds. Our system is already collapsed, and there is a possibility that it can get much worse if the virus is not contained and it spreads throughout the indigenous territories. It's very possible it may do just that. Already, 380 tribal members have died in Brazil. More than 9,400 indigenous people have been infected. That number is rising exponentially. According to reports, half of the residents of some indigenous villages have been infected. Junio Martins de Oliveira works with the Cabu Institute, which represents 1,200 indigenous Kayapo people who live on two territories near the Tapajós River. He says fighting coronavirus is the top priority now, as 20 of their members have come down with the virus. But the fires are on the horizon, and last year the nearest city, Novo Progresso, was ground zero. He says, this is a region that was really impacted by the fires. We are very worried for this year, also as monitoring of deforestation in the region has decreased. Last year's fires burned some of their indigenous land. Smoke choked their villages. Indigenous people say they hope the government will take action to stop cattle ranchers, landowners, and land grabbers from setting the fires. But there's little political will. With even fewer government resources and less oversight due to the pandemic, communities are bracing for the worst. For the world, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.